It's Black as Night. Dickie Black on the Bay Area's rock station, 107.7 The Bone.
107.7 The Bone, that is Rush and Tom Sawyer. I'm Nickie Black, and in the studio with me, I have Matt Morales, who's going to be performing with Norm Macdonald at Cops Comedy Club on Friday, October 14th. Now, Matt, is there more than one show? Because I only have the Friday one listed right here.
Actually, I was about to say, yeah, there's shows Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Oh, wow.
Two shows Friday. Norm must be popular. He's a very popular guy.
I mean, I know he's awesome.
He's super awesome.
But usually when you get a big headliner like that, you only get him for like a couple of days at Cobb's, right?
Usually, yeah. But this case, you've got plenty of chances to see him. So one show Thursday, one show Sunday, and then 8 and 10:15 on Friday and Saturday. Although you do want to get tickets in advance because they'll probably sell out.
I think this makes him totally stalkable.
Oh, easily. Yeah, easily stalkable. I've been personally stalking him in the interim while waiting to do these shows.
Even though you're opening for him.
Well, I want to know a little bit about him before I hang out with him, you know?
You're going to do like 3 minutes on just stalking him in your act?
Exactly. Like, I've been, you know, camping out at his place, just kind of looking in, like, getting an idea of what his morning ritual is, so that way I can be like, hey, Norm, Crest, right? And be like, oh my God, that's amazing. We have so much in common, and then we're friends, right? That's how you do that.
Waxed floss, bro. Down. Yeah. Totally.
Actually, you know, this is what's kind of neat is I've seen Norm perform live before, and I've always like wanted to work with this guy. So it's kind of cool to actually work with someone that I saw live prior, because when I started doing comedy, I didn't watch a whole lot of stand up comedy before doing it, at least live. Like, I watched it on TV, but never saw it live. And he's one of the few guys I actually saw live. So now I actually get to work with him. So I guess you could say I've been stalking him from the beginning.
That is so sweet.
It really is pretty sweet. Yeah.
Aww.
No, I made a card with those details for him and everything. I cut all
that
the letters.
Give to him.
Yeah, I cut all the letters out of newspapers and things like that.
I found that the Rolling Stone is really good for that.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm using. I'm using old Rolling Stones.
Yeah, you know why? Because Rolling Stone has so many different fonts that you could just cut up one magazine and you don't have, and it looks like you cut up several.
Yeah, lots of fonts.
Don't ask me how I know that.
I think I have a feeling. Also, it's glossy, and he deserves glossy.
He does. Glossy. Satin finish. No less.
Yeah, no matte finish.
No less. Norm. Not for Norm Macdonald, unless it's a Matt Morales finish. Oh,
puns. Do I sound as sick as I am, by the way?
Do I?
No, you don't sound sick at all.
Okay, you don't either.
Okay, because I feel like I sound sick.
You sound a little high-pitched, but I think that's just your girly voice.
That is just my girly voice. Yeah. No, I'm glad you brought it up.
You're good.
I like to let the audience know right off the bat that that's just my womanly, my little manner.
You're in touch with your feminine side, and it's not a bad thing. It's actually very endearing.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah. So you and I will cough off the air while I give away a pair of tickets to see you with Norm Macdonald at Cobb's Comedy Club on Friday, this Friday at 10 o'clock. I got tickets to The Late Show, which is the rowdy one. Tickets are on sale now at cobbscomedyclub.com, but I got them for you right now at 888-303-BONE. 107.7 The Bone. That is Tom Petty. The waiting is the hardest part. I'm Nickie Black, and in the studio with me, I have Matt Morales, who's going to be performing with Norm Macdonald at Cobb's Comedy Club this Thursday through Sunday.
That's correct.
That's a lot of shows.
Yeah.
Are you nervous?
No, really.
No?
No, I'm more nervous about the stalking that we were talking about earlier.
Shh.
Like getting caught for that.
Yeah, so, I think you're good. You almost have made a case where you could be like, oh, come on, would I actually stalk someone if I said on the radio that I was stalking him? Come on, officer, that's funny.
It's all a farce.
So if you have a show on Sunday, I know this is going to hurt you. How are you going to watch the Saints game?
Easy, because the Sunday show is at 8 o'clock. So the Saints usually play, I think they're playing a 10 o'clock game. They usually do. They usually play the early game. So that's fine. I'll be able to watch my Saints, and I'll probably be able to watch most of the football, and then be following it on my phone up until...
It's awesome for me that I don't have to hate you, because the Saints are like my third favorite team.
Yes. And now also because they're no longer in the same division as the 49ers. You know, there's no more conflict of interest.
Well, because, you know, for a long time, the Saints would come to San Francisco every preseason and just get annihilated.
Yeah.
And the last 3 years, that hasn't happened.
It's been pretty nice for me. It's been pretty cool.
A little bitter.
But now the 49ers are suddenly 4-1. I had to eat my words because someone asked me before the season started, and they're like, hey, Matt, you like football. How many games do you think the 49ers are going to win? I'm like, how many games are they going to win? How many points are they going to score? Like, in preseason, they looked horrible.
Everyone looked horrible in preseason.
Yeah, there's some teams that looked like the Texans looked really good in preseason.
Fat lot of good that did them last weekend.
I'll get
just
to that.
Saying.
But the Niners, you know, I can't believe it. I thought, you know, the whole Harbaugh thing was just going to be like another he's another college coach trying to make it happen in the NFL, and I was wrong. I was
you know
totally
another
wrong.
College coach to try to make it happen in the NFL with the Niners? Bill Walsh,
yeah. Those were different times.
That one worked out.
Well, if Harbaugh can get Alex Smith to play like he's playing, then...
Clearly he is a miracle worker.
Yeah.
Honestly,
yeah.
If I had a blind kid, I would send it to him right now. I'd be like, just lay hands on my kid, please.
It's a, you know, and not only the Niners doing good, you've got like them and the Raiders are doing good.
The Raiders, last weekend, I mean, that was scary. Because, you know, you've got the death of Al Davis, which is the end of an era. And I don't think I'm overstating that.
No, not at all.
At all. And for a while, it looked like the Raiders were going to lose.
It looked like
they were going to give up the farm. And the Raider Nation, you know how they are. They're just like, ah!
Yep.
Because the Raider Nation, at the beginning of every season and at the beginning of every Sunday, they believe wholeheartedly, without doubt, that the Raiders will win.
Yeah.
And then the millisecond the Raiders, like, drop a ball or go down in points, they're like... They're convinced this whole season is over.
It's all they have to look forward to all week. They're getting their spikes ready. They're buying the silver face paint. I was really glad that they really wanted them to win that game. And because I mean, for all the flack that you hear about Al Davis, and that's one of the things that bothered me too. Is like the online Facebook obituaries that he was getting. I think there's a little too much focus on the past 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because a lot of younger football fans don't understand that the NFL is really shaped by a lot of his actions.
It was 6-7 years ago that the Raiders went to the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
So really, I mean, the disintegration happened, honestly, the minute Gannon was out.
Yeah, it was a very recent. That dude had competitive teams. That dude was in the zone since the early
'60s.
Yeah.
Decades.
I was talking to one guy. I was like, you know, he really wasn't. I was making that point. So it's only been the past few years, which really been kind of a problem. Like, he's been kind of off his rocker a little bit. And he's like, well, yeah, but he's always been kind of crazy, you know, with the LA move, all that stuff. I'm like, well, yeah, that's awesome, right? Isn't
crazy
that
like
awesome?
A fox.
Yeah, don't you want the owner of your sports team to be crazy? You don't want like a dull guy. Like, there's the guy, like the guy who owns the Tennessee Titans, Bud Adams.
I don't know.
He owned the Oilers back. He's one of the old, you know, owners. He's like 80-something as well. So he was at a game and where the Titans were beating the Bills. And this happened a couple years ago. 80-something years old. And as the Titans are winning, he gives everybody the double bird from the stands. Everybody. It was awesome. And then after the game was over, he went down to the field and did it from the field.
Oh, dude.
There's nothing cooler than
so
like crazy old dudes like that. So, I mean, I want more of that. Like, I think Al Davis should do more of that. Like, I wanted him just go out into the field and like wave the crowd and just start shooting. Bullets, you know?
Or just drop trowel and BA the whole crowd. The whole other side.
Or both. A full drop trowel and bullet party to the opposing team. Like, the announcer would be like, Al Davis is waving to the Jaguars fans. And here comes the machine gun. They think they know better every game. Like, that's what you watch, you know, football for, is entertainment, you know? It's a game, yeah. It's supposed to be fun.
It's a game of extremes.
Yes.
You don't want it to be dull.
And Al Davis was probably one of the most extreme owners you have, so I think it's sad that that dude's gone, you know? Maybe the team will have a little more organization now.
I hope so. I really hope so. I mean, for all the people who wished Al Davis's death, and I know there's a lot of them out there.
Oh, yeah.
I argued with them every time. I'd be like, dude, you need to throw some respect because Al Davis is the only man who has done every job in the NFL.
Yeah, yeah.
He was the commissioner at one point. He was a player. He was a coach. He was an owner. He did everything.
He wanted more. He wanted to even.
He probably took tickets once or twice. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me. Probably sold beer. I don't know.
And a good look towards the end, too.
All right. Speaking of good looking, Norm Macdonald is going to be performing at Cobb's Comedy Club with Matt Morales.
That's a good transition.
Thank you. This Thursday through Sunday, the tickets are on sale now at cobbscomedyclub.com. And if you stick with me, I'll be giving away some later on this hour on 107.7 The Bone. 107.7 The Bone, that is Foghat. And they are rolling on a slow ride. I'm Nikki Black, and in the studio with me, I have Matt Morales, who's going to be performing with Norm Macdonald at Cobb's Comedy Club Thursday through Sunday. That's this Thursday through Sunday. Tickets are on sale now at cobbscomedyclub.com. And I was thinking maybe we'd give a pair away too.
That'd be fun. Give a pair away.
Sure.
It's maybe you call in. You call in to give those away?
That's how it works usually.
You don't show up. That'd be bad. Yeah.
That'd be awkward.
Yeah. So what number do they call to win those? Is there a number?
It's 888-303-BONE. You should know that by now.
I should know that by now. Did you see that picture of Axl Rose recently?
No, but I heard he's like super fat.
Oh my God. He looks like a fat guy wearing an Axl Rose mask. Like, that's what he looks like.
It's Meet the Crumps, Axl Rose style.
It looks like a joke. It looks like they're like Guns and Diabetes. Like, that's like, ooh, that's what that band looks
appetite
horrible.
For everything.
Yes. Yeah. And he's wearing like a big long yellow coat as well. So he's not even wearing like anything cool, but he's kind of doing like a cross thing. Like, he's got the cool cowboy hat, the cool like rock star cowboy hat, but then this long yellow poncho.
Poncho?
Something like that, yeah. And then he's got gigantic...
Ponchos are never cool.
Yeah. And then he's got the gigantic fat face. His face looks like seven faces. Like, that's how many...
Is this how he looked at the Brazil? Because they just played in Rio. They just did Rock in Rio.
That was the show.
That's what it was?
That was.
Oh, so he's wearing a poncho because it was pouring rain.
Yeah. But,
okay.
But I figured, in the past, he would have worn shorts. Like, you know, I mean, I know he's older now.
Yeah.
But I think that's the problem with sometimes, like, when you're trying to do that band a little too old, you know? Like, everyone remembers and loves Guns N' Roses. But like the when you're pushing 250, like when you look more like Homer Simpson, it's not gonna translate the same.
Not precious.
Welcome to the jungle. Doesn't work when you look like a gorilla, you know. And I mean, the only one that's free from that is Slash, because Slash looks exactly the same.
Slash
25 years later,
completely the same.
Yeah. At least
as far as we know, because nobody could ever really see his face.
Smart, right? Just cover the face. He could have been
72 when Guns N' Roses first started.
He could be 72. He could be rocking the big seven faces, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, he could have the big face, but we would know because his hair is covering six of them.
He could have, like, Quado on the side of his head or something.
Totally.
Quaid, start the reactor.
Well, I was wondering if you saw it, because I was just like, oh my God.
I have not yet seen it, but I did hear that he was super duper fatty,
fat
again.
It was super fat and super sad. You know, I don't know how he performed.
Sad, fat Axl.
If he can perform, I guess it's all right, you know, but
it's kind of like watching John Popper get fat again.
Is he fat again?
Who would know, because nobody's watching him.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
I think what these guys don't learn from Elvis, you know, like they're kind of... Like, no one saw that with the sweat and the leisure suit.
And the lamb chops.
Yeah, it's like, you got to make a decision. Either you lose the weight, or you just can't do it anymore, bro. You gotta let someone else take the helm.
You want them to only have to carry you out on one stretcher when you die of a drug overdose.
Exactly.
It's whatever.
You can't have them carrying them out like Don Corleone in The Godfather. Four guys at each side.
I'm going to see if I can get you some Guns N' Roses now that it sounds so appetizing. Yummy. Ooh. And we're going to give away some tickets right now. 888-303-BONE to see Norm Macdonald and Matt Morales at Cobb's Comedy Club in San Francisco. My tickets are for the Friday show. So if you want to go Friday late, give me a call now at 888-303-BONE. 1077 The Bone. That is The Doors. And hello, I love you. Won't you tell me your name? Which I still think is one of the best pickup lines of all time. In the studio with me, I have Matt Morales, who's going to be opening for Norm Macdonald at Cobb's Comedy Club in San Francisco this Thursday through Sunday. Tickets are on sale now at CobbsComedyClub.com. And Matt, it's no secret that you're also a bonehead, right?
That's correct. That's correct.
So what would be your favorite song of all time?
I definitely don't have a favorite song of all time, but I have
favorite
songs. Well, I have favorite songs by bands.
Okay.
Like, actually, that Door song we just played, you know, Hello, I Love You, that's one of my favorite Door songs. I'd say my favorite album is probably L.A. Woman, but as like a singular song, that one is definitely one of my favorite songs. And then...
Why do you have to be so particular?
Because I'm finicky.
Yeah. You're like Morris the cat.
Yeah, it's like what's like, yeah. Like that high-pitched girly voice. It goes to my whole personality. I'm very girly about these things.
I want to see you order in a restaurant.
Oh, it's really bad. Like, can I not get like this? Can I have that on the side?
Dude, that's awesome when people not order stuff at a restaurant.
Yeah.
You're like, dude, I'm here to take your order, not your not order.
Yeah, I like the steak and potatoes, but can you hold all starch? I don't want any starch in there. Yeah, but we're talking about music.
Oh, we were. We were trying to talk about music.
I like, we were talking about favorite bands. I have favorite songs, like Led Zeppelin. My favorite Led Zeppelin song, which is people think is weird, is Fool in the Rain, because usually that's not someone's favorite Led Zeppelin song.
It's not one of the most rockin' Led Zeppelin songs.
It's not at all. It's like definitely a black sheep of their...
Of favorite Zepp cuts.
Yeah. But I love that song because it's that the greatest disconnect between the band members I've ever heard. And I think if you listen to it knowing this, you listen to it a whole nother way. Because if you listen to this song, it sounds like John Paul Jones, Jimmy Page, and Robert Plant are all playing this really kind of hippy dippy Caribbean spaced out peyote filled beat, and John Bonham for some reason. It sounds like he's woken up from a drunken stupor, has taken like four more quadruple vodkas, and he's banging out one of the heaviest drums tunes in any Zeppelin release. If you go back and listen to it, it's absolutely hilarious. It's like he woke up and just kind of rubbed the garbage out of his eyes and just took a handful of drugs and was like, I got this. And if you listen to it, it's by the time it's over, after listening to all the fills, you'll be in hysterics if you listen to the song from this angle. Listen to all the drum fills. Listen to how heavy he plays, because the rest of the band is not like that. And it makes me wonder, like, how did they even record it? Was it in one pass?
Actually, there was a point in time where Led Zeppelin were not getting along. So Robert Plant and John Paul Jones were going to the studio during the day. And then Jimmy Page and John Bonham were going out at night and just getting wasted and showing up at the studio at like midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, and then playing through the night and crashing at dawn.
Okay, that makes much more sense.
This may have been during those sessions. I don't know. I'd have to look it up.
Because I was under the impression it would have happened two ways. Either the other three went and did a bunch of peyote and go into the studio and woke up John.
And John got a handful of the wrong pills.
John got a handful and bashed down, but they're all so messed up that no one noticed what happened. And the other three just kind of like went on their way. And then John like threw up behind his drum stool and then fell asleep in it, right? Like either that happened. Or they tried multiple times, and they had to settle on what we hear now. Like, it was, like John comes in, and he's, like, not wearing a shirt. He smells like garbage, you know. He's got, like food and vomit in his mustache. You know, and they're like, all right, so it's kind of like a fun Caribbean kind of slow beat. He's like, oh, you mean like this? Blam! Slam! Fuck it out! Like, okay, John, actually, can you, let's just take
let's
a walk.
Let's dial it down a notch and
go
calm down.
Have some tea. Just walk around, try it again. And he's like, oh, I got this. I gotta do this. Like, making those kind of sounds. And then he tries it again. Like, blah, blah, blam. Like, okay, John, that was harder than the last time. So... And like maybe like after six or seven times, that's what happened.
And here's what they ended up with. It's Led Zeppelin, Fool in the Rain on 107.7 The Bone. 107.7 The Bone, that is Green Day with Boulevard of Broken Dreams. I'm Nikki Black, and in the studio with me, exercising his broken dreams, Matt Morales.
Hello.
Because let's face it, aren't all comedians like walking around like broken people at some point?
Yeah, now this whole radio interview was preceded by all day crying. Yeah. And after I'm gone, I'm just going to resume the broken crying. So.
Like honestly, most comedians usually, like, it's rare occasion that I see a comedian go up there and talk about how things are so awesome.
Well, it's because, which is weird, because if you're a successful comedian, I think things are pretty awesome, because that's a pretty awesome job to have. You know, I mean, if that's all you're doing, essentially you sleep most of the day. And then you work for, you know, you work on your material and you perform it, and then you just drink the rest of the time.
Yeah.
But what's...
Like, is that a typical... Because that's what I figure. A typical successful comedian's day is, like, sleeping till 2 or 3 in the afternoon, getting up, drinking copious amounts of coffee, and then reading, like, the daily papers and doing some, like, social networking, and then heading to the club, drinking copious amounts of booze, doing a couple of sets, and then going out.
That's when you're on the road, but then, you know, you can't just, like, most guys don't just want to be road dogs, so they do other things. But, you know,
Like have bands?
Yeah, they have bands. Like they occupy. Yeah, that's just my backup plan.
Here's your cue to plug your band.
Oh, am I allowed to plug my band?
Yeah,
like,
go ahead.
Oh, okay. I mean, the comedy doesn't work out. I have a band. I've got it all figured out.
Yeah, your backup career is a band.
And you can check out my band on runamuckrocks.com. We have a song that was on the bone.
Jaeger played it on Local Licks. It's totally legit.
So we must be doing something right. Go to runamuckrocks.com and check that out. So that's my backup plan if the comedy doesn't work out. Oh, I was going to say, the reason that everyone's so sad, though, is because it, maybe the outside seems kind of awesome. Like, you know, okay, just drinking and sleeping. Sounds not too bad. But it's what goes on in the comedian's brain, I think, is what's, you know, nothing's right.
Where the
right
chemical
up.
Deficiency begins.
Yeah, there's nothing right up there. So you can change everything in the outside world, and the brain will still be all messed up. So
like, Prozac is probably what's killing, like, most stand-up comedians of the future.
Absolutely.
Yeah, antidepressants are just destroying comedy.
An antidepressant in someone like Joe Rogan's brain would be devastating to his career. It would be horrible. Like, that guy needs to be consumed.
He has to be ADD and totally pissed off.
Yeah. And he has to. His job depends on it. But I mean, I don't know. To be honest, I kind of like it. I think it's kind of fun. So.
It's a way of life. Thanks for coming down here, Matt. We have got Matt Morales and Norm MacDonald at Cobb's Comedy Club Thursday through Sunday. So you got some chances to catch them. But Norm MacDonald is super popular. He always sells out.
He always sells out, so definitely get some tickets.
And your tickets in advance at cobbscomedyclub.com.
And add me on Facebook because my website crashed. I can't believe it. In 10 years, my website
MattMorales.com is dead.
It's dead. So add Real Matt Morales on Facebook. Fan me.
Facebook.com/RealMattMorales. And what's your Twitter? Tuesday, Twitter day.
It's Real Matt Morales.
It's Real Matt Morales.
Yeah.
Is there a fake Matt Morales out there that you're hiding from?
There isn't. He's a punk.
Sure.
Don't add him.
Okay.
he's fake Matt Morales as far as I'm concerned.
Dick.
I just have to find him.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be awesome if you had, like, your own fake Matt Morales profile and then you argued with yourself back and forth on Twitter?
You know what? I actually have, like, multiple Matt Morales's that I follow just to kind of make sure. That's where it's stuck.
Ngaio was here last night and he said that he's part of the Ngaio. There's an Ngaio club on Facebook.
That would make more sense because
the Ngaios are bonding together.
Well, Ngaio is a weird name. Like, Matt Morales is just, like, a name. You know, like anybody could be named Matt Morales. Like, you feel like there's a story behind the name Ngaio. So I follow, like, there's a guy who's, like,
apparently not in New Zealand. It's very popular there.
Oh, really?
Supposedly.
Well,
that's what Ngaio said. How am I supposed to check that?
You can't fact check that. You just have to take him at his word. Yeah.
Actually, I do know a Kiwi. I could fact check it.
Ooh.
Let's get suspicious on this one. I'm gonna text her.
Let me know what happens.
I will. I will Twitter. I will tweet at you.
I'll go to SAC and show up on Ngaio's door and be like, you lied!
Liar! We'll prove it from the podcast. It'll be awesome. And stick around tonight because I will be giving away more stuff later on 107.7 The Bone.
Nikki Black.
She sleeps all day and she works all night. What kind of girl do you think she is?
It's Black as Night on the Bay Area's rock station, 107.7 The Bone.